Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Your Brain on Porn, Internet Pornography, and the Emerging Science of Addiction by Gary Wilson is a nonfiction book that examines compulsive internet pornography use through the lens of neuroscience, behavior change, and sexual health, written for a general audience. It translates addiction research into accessible language and argues that heavy porn consumption can produce reward system effects similar to other compulsive behaviors. The book is closely associated with the reboot movement, which encourages abstinence from porn as a way to reduce desensitization and restore normal sexual responsiveness. It also addresses pornography-induced erectile dysfunction, a topic that helped make the book widely discussed in recovery and counseling circles. Rather than presenting a moral argument against pornography, the book frames the issue as a problem of overstimulation, conditioning, and impaired self-regulation. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical to help readers understand how compulsive use develops and what kinds of recovery strategies may be useful. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book explains porn use as a reward system problem. The central claim of the book is that internet pornography can act as a powerful stimulus for the brain's reward circuitry, especially because novelty and unlimited access make it unusually reinforcing. Wilson presents compulsive porn use not simply as a bad habit, but as a behavioral pattern shaped by repeated dopamine-driven reinforcement. The significance of this framing is that it shifts attention from willpower alone to the way repeated stimulation can train expectations, cravings, and automatic responses. In this model, the problem is not merely how often someone watches porn, but how the brain adapts to the intensity and frequency of stimulation. That helps explain why some users report escalation, loss of control, and difficulty finding ordinary sexual cues as compelling. The book uses this framework to argue that addiction-like patterns can emerge even without a substance, which places porn use in the broader category of behavioral addictions. This is one of the book's defining features and the foundation for its later discussion of recovery. Secondly, 3. Pornography-induced erectile dysfunction as a real-world consequence. One of the most widely discussed aspects of the book is its attention to pornography-induced erectile dysfunction, often abbreviated as PIED. Wilson argues that some men can maintain arousal with pornography but struggle to respond to a real-life partner, especially after long-term or intense use. This section gives the book practical relevance because it connects abstract neuroscience to a concrete sexual health issue that readers can recognize in daily life. The book suggests that the mismatch between endless novelty online and the less intensified cues of partnered sex may help condition arousal in a narrow way. That does not mean all erectile problems are caused by porn, but the book makes a case that excessive use can be one contributing factor for some people. This is part of what made the book influential. It addressed a subject that many users were experiencing privately but rarely discussed openly. By framing the issue in terms of learned arousal patterns rather than shame or personal failure, the book offers a non-moralizing explanation that readers can actually act on. Fourthly, 5. Education, self-monitoring, and why the book appeals to recovery communities. Another important dimension of the book is its emphasis on education as a therapeutic tool. Wilson argues that many people who struggle with compulsive porn use do not fully understand how reinforcement, novelty, and escalation shape their behavior. By learning the science behind the problem, readers may be better able to notice triggers, identify relapse patterns, and seek support without excessive shame. The book, therefore, functions partly as a self-help guide and partly as an educational resource for counselors, parents, and support groups. It is written in a way that translates technical ideas into everyday language, which helps explain its popularity outside academic settings. At the same time, the book draws on testimonials and recovery narratives to make the science feel concrete and relatable. This combination of neuroscience, practical advice, and personal experience is central to its appeal. Even readers who do not accept every claim often value it for giving structure to a problem that can feel isolated and hard to name. That makes the book influential as a bridge between research discussion and lived recovery experience. Lastly, in conclusion, Your Brain on Porn is best suited for readers who want a straightforward, science-oriented account of compulsive internet pornography use and its possible effects on sexual functioning, motivation, and self-control. It will be especially useful to people who suspect they may be dealing with porn-induced sexual problems, to partners trying to understand the issue, and to counselors or educators looking for a plain language introduction to the topic. The book's main value is that it gives a coherent framework for understanding why some users develop a compulsive pattern and why abstinence-based recovery is often recommended in this discussion. Compared with more general books on sexuality or digital addiction, it is unusually focused on the specific intersection of internet porn, reward conditioning, and recovery practices. It stands out because it is not written as a moral warning, or a purely clinical textbook. Instead, it sits between popular science and self-help, making technical ideas more approachable while remaining centered on a single problem. Readers looking for a balanced academic survey may want to consult additional sources, but readers wanting a clear explanation of the reboot model and pornography-induced dysfunction will find the book distinctive and highly influential in its niche. If you would like to support Gary Wilson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.